Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 20th, Saturday, 2019, Day 201. Today's topic, You Are Set Free. Begin to build. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 76, verses 10 to 12, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 17. Romans chapter 6 verses 1 to 23, Proverbs 19 verses 20 to 21. Today's main passages. Romans chapter 6 verses 4 to 7 and then 21 to 23. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Verse 21. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is the eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verses 1 to 2. Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Arana, the Jebusite, the place provided by David. He began building on the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Yesterday, when I was having time with Abba and also during Holy Communion, I heard a voice from the Lord as loud as thunder saying to me, "Be strong and courageous. It's time to do the work." Today, when I was having time with Abba and also during Holy Communion, I heard a voice from the Lord as loud as thunder again saying to me, "You are set free. Begin to build now." Our Lord Jesus Christ is telling you now, because you are willing to die and rise with him, you are being set free. No more slave to sins, but have become slave of Jesus. Congratulations, you can begin to build for Jesus. Today's passage talk about Solomon began to build the temple for God. How about you? Do you know what Jesus wants you to build? Are you willing to build? Say yes now to Jesus. Yes. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be strong and courageous so that we can catch your timing to build for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to be strong and courageous so that you can catch God's timing to build for Jesus? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.